want the truth.
Then you want
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Evening, America. It's December 12th, 2010, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you on a variety of AM and FM stations on KU band satellite and worldwide on the internet. At the bottom of the first hour, we'll be joined by Brian Sussman, who will be talking to us about the scam that we call global warming, as well as the very dangerous proposals global warming conference taking place in Cancun. I want to thank everyone for your emails and support regarding our show on the FEMA camps last week. And have you noticed, America, that even Glenn Beck is reversing his position by admitting FEMA concentration camps inside of America are real? Well, they are real, folks. It's admitted to in their own government documents. Rex 84, Army Regulation 210-35, the now infamous Civilian Inmate Labor Program, DOD Memorandum 1404.10, which says after your imprisonment in a FEMA camp, you can be forcibly deployed both in foreign and domestic service for whatever purpose they deem necessary. This is pure tyranny. It even crosses the line into slavery. For those people who are still asleep and think that the government would never do that, then why the hell are they passing these laws in building the concentration camps? Why can an average mom like Sherry Wilcox go out and find hundreds of thousands of FEMA camp coffins stored 50 miles outside of Atlanta and have her picture taken with them to prove she was there and that the coffins are real? What possible reason could they be stored there for? But when reasonable people bring this up, they're called extremists, conspiracy theorists. The debunkers who try and downplay the intent of these tyrannical laws would have you believe that everything happens by coincidence and no conspiracy is valid. Wake up, America. You now live in a country in which thinks it's a freedom, a right. It's an expression of freedom to have TSA stick their hands down your pants and squeeze your genitals. This is freedom? It's not freedom. It's tyranny. Congressman Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura have been felt up by the TSA. It's gotten so bad that when one of these obese, minimum wage, brown-shirted, jack-booted employee thugs recently felt up the Indian ambassador, she announced that she's never returning to America again. And we're calling this freedom, security, unbelievable. You know, America, I'll tell you, what you're going to hear tonight on the show, both from Brian Sussman and the good news that Andy DeRiso is going to bring us, which isn't always so good, there's no conclusion that we can draw. But we are at war. We're under attack. We're under attack from our own government, which does not serve the people. It serves the corporations. And I don't do this very often, but I want to take my hat off and salute the good folks on the show Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. They really got it right with regard to the Gulf. I don't know that they proved 100% of their allegations, but they proved enough of them. In fact, in January, I'm proud to announce that we're going to be booking Kendra Arneson, who's one of the chief spokespeople down there. Those folks down there are dying by the hundreds of thousands. They're dying a slow death. Their autoimmune systems are failing. They've got skin rashes so bad they require hospitalization. The staph infections down there are rampant. And when the people go to their local doctors down there, they're diagnosed with one thing that won't implicate BP, won't implicate the Corexant. They go inland a couple hundred miles, and they get a different diagnosis. Why? Why? What kind of pressure is BP, the EPA, FEMA, bringing on these doctors to make them give false diagnoses? We're going to find out in January. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to bring Annie on and talk about our anniversary. Stay tuned, everybody.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Happy birthday to us, happy birthday to us, happy birthday, dear Common Sense Show, happy birthday to us. Anyway, folks, this is the beginning of our third year on RBN, and it's been a great run. And to talk about our experience here on RBN, and this, our anniversary show, let's bring up our goddess of the news airwaves, the lovely Miss Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie.
Oh, hi, Dave. I can't believe we're starting our third year.
I know. It's been a great run, hasn't it? I'm always going to be indebted to John for giving us this opportunity. That's John Stattmiller, whose National Intel show airs Monday through Friday. It's a great listen. And always thankful to the people like Mike and Dan and Manny that make this show work. And they certainly do things technically that I couldn't. So, but most of all, I'm thankful to the listeners. In fact, Annie, let me read to you an email that I got shortly before we went on the air. Thanks, Annie and Dave. I think you, Dave, in parentheses, and Annie are true American heroes. Well, I don't know about that, but thank you for the thought. It says, thank both of you for all your hard work. I've learned so much and enjoy your program. Happy holidays and blessings to you and your families. Joe from Santa Barbara. And thanks so much, Joe, and same to you and your family as well, and to all the listeners out there. May you have a delightful, loving, and Christ-filled Christmas. But, Annie, this is just the typical, the kind of emails that I get during the week, and you know, we have this attachment with our listeners like I don't think a lot of talk shows do, and we love all of you, and we respect you so much for joining us in this fight for freedom. Because certainly we are fighting not just for our own freedom, but try to establish something of value and meaning for our children and hopefully someday our grandchildren. Anyway, Annie, as we've gone through these 2-plus years now, I wanted to ask you, what's one of the more memorable shows that you've been a part of here on RBN?
Oh, gosh, that's like asking you what your favorite child is. I don't know. I guess I really enjoyed doing the show with Jim Mars when we did that remote show, he and I, out at the International UFO Conference in Nevada that year. I mean, that was a high point for me. We hadn't been doing the show that long, but I definitely remember that time. That was fun.
It is hard to pick, isn't it? And I agree. Any time that we have Jim on, a man of his background, stature, notoriety, it's certainly a great honor to interview Jim, which we've been lucky enough to do a lot of times. And I agree. That was a fun show. And I don't know that I can pick one, Annie. And we were talking about that, I know, before the show, and I don't know that we can. I do think I can identify what I think our most important show was. And for me, it
when
was the... I'm sorry?
When you got shot at?
Getting shot at? I would rather forget that event in late July of 2009. In fact, we were interviewing Jim Mars on that night. In the last minute of the show, 8 gunshots go flying over my house, witnessed by 3 of my neighbors. Of course, to the police, it was nothing but fireworks as they took 27 minutes to show up. But that's another matter for the Glendale Police Department. Whoops, did I mention their name? Now, I'd like to forget that one, Annie. But I think the most important show that we did was hopefully we woke people up to the fact that the testing, the bioengineered virus testing that went on, the radiating that went on of American citizens in the 50s and 60s is not over. Thanks to Randy Sykes and our microbiologist friends and Jerry Leonard, I thought we were able to bring substantive depth and proof that the poisoning of America in many segments is still going on. And we didn't have to draw any conclusions, Annie. The government documents did all our work for us, particularly the Army and the DOD patent on putting mycoplasma in Lyme disease. I mean, for what other purpose would they be using it? How many presidents have had to apologize for these kind of programs? So when I look back someday, when I hang up the microphone for good and I look back, I think I'll probably look at that as probably one of the more important shows I've done, because it just shows you how far things have gone to the bad and how much work we have to do to correct this evil that's certainly permeating our country today. So that to me was one of the more important ones. I think one of the more fun ones I did, Annie, was the Sherry Wilcox interview that we just did last week. How can an average mom just go out on the countryside, find hundreds of thousands of FEMA coffins, have her picture taken in them, write a blog, and be so successful in this blog that the government decides to harass her with child abuse charges for daring to have solar panels, remodeling her house, and going camping? That was one of the more entertaining interviews I did, because it was not entertaining because Sherry's gone through the abuse. To me, it was entertaining because she has so much courage. And she's like you and I, Annie, just average, everyday people trying to make a small difference.
And she still has her sense of humor.
She does. And one has to really admire her spirit. But most of all, I admire her courage. She wears that badge silently, but she's a very strong person. You know, speaking of strong people, I was just mentioning before we went to the break, and I don't know if you heard, but Kendra Arneson is coming on, who's been one of the most outspoken critics of BP and government inaction, or say government cover-up, or maybe perhaps government complicity with regard to the Gulf oil crisis. And it's not over. It's ongoing, so we're booking her in January. So we hope in the new year to come, as we enter into our third year of broadcasting, that we're able to bring you some quality guests and quality programming, all designed for the purpose of giving all of us more information to go forth, share with our fellow citizens about the work that we need to do to take our country back. Because right now, folks, we have essentially lost our country. Annie, one more question I have for you with regard to our anniversary date. In the 2-plus years that we've done this show together now, how's the show changed you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I definitely know what more of what's going on in the world. And I remember when we first started this, I would scramble for news. You know, what am I going to do? And I'd get all nervous. But now when I I go to look for the news. I mean, there's just so much astounding stuff out there that it's hard to decide what to do, what to report on, you know, what is under the radar. I mean, we've got so much stuff coming out hard and fast. It's just not that hard anymore, and the guests that we have, you know, are right on the cutting edge.
Well, keep up with it. The cutting edge of freedom and the things they're identifying, if we can correct, will bring us freedom. And I know you share that belief that we fight today so our children can have freedom tomorrow. And that's what drives me to do this show. As I've said many times, you know, Annie, my schedule, and I've got a challenging one because, you know, my wife retired running McDonald's here in Arizona. She was the corporate head. And, you know, with her into retirement went a six-figure salary, and she can't touch her retirement for a number of years yet. And, you know, it all fell to me. So you know how busy I am trying to compensate for that income. But, and a lot of times I've said I don't have time to do this show. I'm sure that some people inside our government wished I wasn't doing this show. But I don't see how we can't afford not to do something like this. I look at this as public service, like, you know, working for my church. Well, in this instance, I hope I'm working for all the kids out there that have had their future stolen from them. I hope I'm working for the restoration of our country. And so I look at this as a mission, and it's changed me profoundly in that regard because I take my time behind this microphone very seriously. I don't consider myself to be much of a media person. I certainly don't have any fantasy about me having wonderful skills as a talk show host. But what I hope I can do is understand the issues and bring some of these issues to the attention of our listening audience so we can collectively make a difference together. The show has changed me greatly. And, you know, Annie, it's interesting, too. The nature of the show has changed, hasn't it?
The world has changed, and we've changed with it.
That's a very good way to put it. You know, when we, in the first year, would talk about issues that would back up against depopulation philosophies, I remember we used to walk on eggshells asking some of our guests how they felt about that. We're no longer on the eggshells. Yeah, we're stomping down on those eggs now, and we're speaking boldly and raising our voice, I think, to what we both believe in, that there are a lot of people out there in the global elite that would like to not see as many people around, and that many quotes that they've had. I've written about them on News with Views. We've discussed them on the show. We've had a number of guests talk about them. But there are people that would like to do away with about 90% of humanity. I mean, I feel threatened. When I first started doing this, Annie, I was afraid of the loss of American sovereignty, the North American Union, the Fed out of control, increasing socialism in America, and the loss of property rights. Yes, I was fearful of all this, but my fears now have grown exponentially. I now fear for my life. I fear for the life of our fellow countrymen. I fear for the lives of my family. This is how bad I think it is. And no, folks, I wasn't born paranoid. Maybe I've become paranoid from doing this, but I think that Annie and I have arrived at these conclusions by the people that we have interviewed, and we do our best to check sources, check backgrounds, make sure the data that they bring you is factual, verifiable, and provable, like the bioengineered virus show that I mentioned earlier. So the show's changed, and Annie, I want to announce here to the listening audience that we're going to have a new look shortly into the new year. We're going to get some new bumper music. We're going to try to take the show to a new level, too, in terms of the guests that we get. Not that the guests we get aren't great, but we're going to try to move along those lines. We're going to try to cover more issues that affect more people. So Annie and I have had a lot of late-night conversations, haven't we, my dear, about the direction we want to take this show?
Yes, and we really need 3 or 4 hours to do a show. We just have so much.
Well, you, my dear, have helped me become very good at time management on the airways. I know I draw on your expertise with your media background. I know you were experienced in television and other media, and I really would not, we would not have this show at the level it's at, Annie, if it were not for your participation. For that, I'll always be indebted. When we come back, my dear, we're going to talk about Big Sis. Stay tuned, everybody.
tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You know, I feel like I've woken up. It's been a bad dream, and I can't wake up. I can't wake up fully. I can hardly believe the country that I'm living in. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, and you're listening to the Common Sense Show here on RBN. Joining us is our news director for Under the Radar News segment, Miss Annie DeRiso. And here at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by author and meteorologist Brian Sussman, where we talk about global warming. But back to the thought that am I fully awake? I can hardly believe the country I live in now. In fact, I'm going to ask Mike, our producer, to go ahead and play that big sis clip.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland security begins with hometown security. That's why I'm pleased that Walmart is helping to make our communities more safe and secure. If you see something suspicious in the parking lot or in the store, say something immediately. Report suspicious activity to your local police or sheriff. If you need help, ask a Walmart manager for assistance. Thank you for doing your part to help keep our hometowns safe.
Well, excuse me, Janet, I would like to report suspicious activity. How about the fact that when you were governor here, you left our borders open? You didn't arm the National Guard troops. They had to flee the drug cartels while they were being shot at. It's just lucky none of them were killed. How about the fact, Janet, that we haven't fully investigated 9/11? How about the fact that you got hundreds of thousands of citizens down in the Gulf that are dying because you people won't stop BP from spraying Corexit? I'd like to report a lot of suspicious activity, Janet, so get off your fat duff and get to work. Annie, can you believe this? Let's spy on our neighbors. I mean, my God, what the hell has this come to? Spy on your neighbors? What are we, deputizing Walmart managers now? This message is going to play on 800 telescreens in Walmart when you're checking out next year. I am boycotting Walmart.
What's it going to do to little kids' mind who hears this?
Well, just like the Soviet Union, this is Stalinist stuff. You know, hey, what does Mommy and Daddy talk about at the dinner table? Do they say nice things about Uncle Joe Stalin? I mean, what the heck is this country coming to? This is absolute tyranny. I mean, you know, Annie, we live in a country now where TSA sticking their hand in our pants is freedom. Spying on your neighbors is freedom. Listening to these propaganda messages soon to be played at every Walmart is freedom? This is insanity. And I'm not going to take it anymore. You know, I'm going to get a number. Next week when we do our news segment, we're going to start calling these FBI fusion centers around the country, and we're going to start reporting all the suspicious stuff. Hey, let's talk about why the JFK files aren't released. How about that for a suspicion? I see something suspicious there. How come you're hiring TSA agents that have sexual offense backgrounds and then letting them feel us up? How about that for suspicion, Janet? I see something suspicious. Let's talk about your lifestyle. No, I won't take that kind of shot, Janet, but you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Unbelievable. Annie, I got
to
catch my breath.
What happened to all the black boxes everywhere? How come every time something happens, the black boxes just, serendipitously disappear?
Yeah, you mean talking about the oil rig down at the Gulf?
Well, yeah, and all the other
black
boxes.
Oh, baby, wait till you see the show we're going to do in January on the Gulf. You ain't seen nothing yet. You know, they take me off the air on controversial shows. What do they, knock us down, Annie, about two or three times a show?
Okay? Yeah, about every other show.
They're probably going to black us out, and people will have to listen to the archives. I'm going to pre-record a lot of these segments, because with what I have uncovered and the information that some of the guests we're going to have on, come on, we're not only going to conclude that BP was negligent, we're going to conclude that BP caused it.
Yes.
And our government looked the other way, because BP is running the Department of Energy, them and Halliburton. And we're going to name names, and we're going to tell you who's in what position. I mean, you ain't seen nothing yet, folks, in terms of coming to the Gulf reporting. And, you know, Annie, the biggest danger those poor people have down there, the biggest danger is when a hurricane rips there and takes all that correction inland, and we'll talk about that too. Hey, let's try to squeeze in a real quick call before the break. Let's go to Michael in New York. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the anniversary show of the Common Sense Show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call, and I really appreciate all your efforts, sir. And, you know, just listening to the Homeland Insecurity Zieg Heil reference there from Janet Napolitano, I will say it, even though you didn't, but it's no coincidence that she's a dyke, a homosexual, and we're seeing exactly the way the Nazis came about. They first started off with the brown shirts, and they were led by a bunch of homosexuals, Ernst Röhm and the rest. And they did all the dirty work to get the Nazis ready to seize power, where the civilian population basically was subdued and intimidated. And that's how the Nazis then were able to move quickly in as Heisenberg got older.
Yeah, you know for me, and I got to tell you, Michael, for me, I don't really care what someone's preference is. Just don't try to force it down and make our kids be subjected to this as some kind of healthy and normal lifestyle. You know, be what you are. I'm not going to sit in judgment of you. But I don't need to be inundated with the fact that this is a glorified lifestyle, because it's not glorified.
It's totally unnatural, and that's why we have to just always realize we can never tolerate what truly is intolerable, and anything that deviates from the natural order of things is bringing destruction upon us.
I agree.
That's just how things are.
Well,
that's
Michael,
reality.
We're up against the break. I want to thank you for your thoughts and calling us on our anniversary edition of the Common Sense Show. Stay tuned, everybody. When we come back, Brian Sussman, famed meteorologist and author.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, Tipper.
Hey, Al.
Is it warm in here, or is it just me?
Oh, it's warm.
Global warming happens so fast.
Global warming, how long will it last?
Oh, where are we at?
Global warming, so good for me.
May help you win the presidency.
Summer days hot as a blaze. Go see my movie on a hot summer night.
Hell. Hey, Al Gore. How long will it last? Hey, Al Gore. Are you full of gas?
Well, as you can tell from the bumper music here, we were going to use that to promo. Let's go ahead and kill that. We're going to use that to promo Brian Sussman, but we're having trouble making connections with Brian. We'll keep trying. I'm sure we'll get him. He's always been very reliable in the past. So hopefully we don't have a technical issue that'll bar him from appearing. But if he's not able to appear, we'll march on, because, Annie, we got more than enough to cover here tonight. We've got some striking news that we had played that promo of good old Janet, and she's got her finger in the pie, so to speak, with TSA as the parent agency. And you have a couple of news items along those lines, don't you?
I do. With the good old TSA RFID cards, I mean, they're coming. Get ready, folks. Homeland Security's just confirmed that they're going to create a passenger ID travel card that will, as they say, eliminate all the screening and all the hassles. Screening, yeah. Maybe it's screaming instead of screening. But anyway, the clincher is that the ID card will be carried by people that have an RFID chip embedded in them. It's a prerequisite for getting this type of particular card.
Annie, before you go on, let me just hold you right there for a second. I just want to make sure that we don't gloss over this. You're not talking about an RFID chip in some kind of document like we have now. You're talking about an RFID chip implanted inside of a human being.
Yes. In a card and on you.
Okay. Please continue with the story.
Yeah. Okay. These new travel cards will have an actual booklet like a passport card and a standard ID card with the RFID chip and the magnetic strip, just like a credit card, so it can be read. All you have to do is submit to a DNA sample, agree to an FBI background check, complete an application form, and submit to an iris scan. The approval process takes about 2 to 3 weeks. They're so proud of that because it's not going to take you long to get it. I mean, once you're embedded with your chip and get your ID card, you simply walk up to a special line and you can avoid all the hassles. Well, the TSA wants these cards to be used as a form of international travel ID and want them implemented within the USA. The TSA plans to require everyone to have a very detailed ID for any travel, including air, rail, and bus. Some people might argue that there's a valid argument that the scan and enhanced pat-downs were actually implemented to make it easier to get passengers to accept, you know, these cards. Many people will get the cards. They trade their privacy for freedom, their privacy and freedom for security. The government knows this, and it's gotten really good at taking away both our privacy and security, you know, with all of their nefarious agendas. And to add to this, we have the Trusted Traveler Program.
Well, Annie, let's hold it right there. I just got word from Mike, our producer, and this is something we're certainly going to come back to, but I understand that we have now been successful in making connections with Brian Sussman. So without further ado, let's go out to the Bay Area and welcome author of ClimateGate and talk show host and meteorologist, jack of all trades, Brian Sussman. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Hey, thank you very much, and I'm sorry we had a little communication difficulty there, but we're here, and we're very excited to be with you this evening.
Well, I'm glad you could be here. We had a great show the last time you were on in the spring as we were talking about the cap-and-trade legislation that was proposed in the Senate that fortunately crashed and burned.
Yes.
But I wanted to bring you on about, and I wanted to coincide your appearance with this conference in Cancun. And we were successful in doing that, thanks to Tim.
What a conference. This was the conference to end all United Nations global warming conferences. And what was really interesting about this one is, of course, here's the United Nations. Now, when you think of the United Nations, there's only one religion that's tolerated at the United Nations, and that's Islam. Otherwise, the vast majority of the people who are delegates to this, to the United Nations, I would say, if we were to take a poll, most of these are devout humanists, just very, very radical Darwinists, and either atheists or perhaps agnostics. And then you've got the Islamic contingency within the United Nations. They started out this conference in Cancun. This is a global warming climate change scientific conference. They started the conference with a prayer to a Mayan moon goddess named Ixtel. That's how they started the conference, with a prayer to a Mayan moon goddess. Now, last I checked, the Mayan culture didn't do very well, so obviously their religion didn't help them a whole lot. What in the world was happening in Cancun to start out this conference with a prayer to a Mayan moon goddess?
You know, this is beyond me, and it's almost beyond all common sense, which is why I chose the name for my
perfect
show.
For your show.
But, you know, what I flashed on when you said this was the pseudo-religion of Gaia, that's promoted on UN.org.
Yeah, it's true. It's really true. It's so weird. But this whole, in fact, you know, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, so I'm surrounded by kooks. Certainly the two weirdest cities in all of America are right here. That would be Berkeley and Santa Cruz. And some would say, well, you're skipping San Francisco. Actually, the weirdos in San Francisco are kind of scattered throughout the area. They're not centralized. So you have Berkeley, which is just, if you were to ever visit Berkeley, California, you would swear, this is central casting for a crazy movie about hippies. It's bizarre. And Santa Cruz isn't a lot different, and I spend a ton of time in Santa Cruz. But these two cities are very weird, and you'll meet people in these locales, very educated people, people with, you know, PhDs. And if you ask them, what do you believe? What's your religion? They will tell you, I believe in Gaia, and they will say it with a straight face. It's weird. There are really people out there that believe this stuff.
Oh, I know.
What do they mean when they say they believe in Gaia? How do they see Gaia?
Well, they see Gaia as being the organism which is Earth, and they are beholden to that organism for their life, and therefore they want to worship that organism, Mother Earth, as it were, by making sure that they take care of her and appease any guilt they might have by being nice to her. Now, in terms of an afterlife, I have no idea what these people believe. But they do worship Gaia, and Gaia is the Earth and all facets thereof. Now, along with that, there comes, you know, and I talk about this a bit in ClimateGate. Along with this comes just a radical form of Darwinism. Well, it's beyond Darwinism, actually. They believe that all species are equal, because Darwin actually believed that the strongest species shall survive, and they understand that the strongest species intellectually is the human being, but they don't believe we're any more valuable than a banana slug. In fact, they might tell you that banana slug is actually more valuable because we've been impeding upon its turf for all these years, therefore we need to be punished. So that's what they believe.
Well, this is being played out right in your home state, Brian, in the San Joaquin Valley. A 2-inch smelt fish shut down a whole farming region.
Okay, great case in point. I happened to, the radio station that I'm a part of, we put together a little deal and brought Sarah Palin into town. We had a private dinner for, I don't know, maybe 100 people to just meet with Sarah Palin, and she gave a nice little speech. But one of the things she said in the speech that was just so hilarious was, she was talking about the Central Valley and the 2-inch smelt that's basically shut down starved. For those listening, you got people listening all over the world right now. For those listening, Central Valley, California, just beautiful agricultural country. The California, most people don't understand this. We are the largest agricultural state in the nation, and we feed the world, and agriculture is just a huge part of our economy. And in the Central Valley, we've basically put tons of farmers out of business, including a lot of almond growers and others, because the federal government decided to shut off the spigot for the water that feeds these people with what they need in order to grow the crops. And it was all because they said of this 2-inch fish, the Delta smelt. Sarah Palin was up on this. She comes into this gathering and she says, a 2-inch fish? Where I come from, that's called bait.
Yeah, you know, to me, when I've read about Gaia, I don't think they think all things on the earth are equal. I think they form the basic philosophy for the environmental movement, where rather than, as the Bible says, man is given dominion over all, it's just the opposite. Man is at the bottom of that pyramid.
Yeah, and you know, again, I realize this is probably why when you go to a bookstore, and you know, you name the bookstores, the big chain bookstores, they all have copies of my book, ClimateGate, but you have to start really searching through the bookstore to find it, because, in fact, there are people around the country that play this sort of a Where's Climate game, like a Where's Waldo game. Okay, ClimateGate is supposed to be in the nature section or the environment section, but my goodness, here it is, buried behind a bunch of cooking books in the cooking section. So people are going into these bookstores and taking my book and hiding it all over the place, and then there are groups of people around the country who play these games trying to find it and put it in its proper place. The reason why I believe my book is in the crosshairs, there are a lot of books just damning global warming and the environmental movement, because I dare to say what you just said. The bottom line here is this is a religion for these people. And what they're doing is, this is not about the climate, this is not about global warming. This has to do, at its very essence, with God. These people are mad at the traditional God. They think it's foolishness, it's a bunch of simpletons following this supreme being. And really, if you want to trace the roots, it goes right back to Karl Marx, who, as a young student, when he was with a group called the Young Hegelians, their goal was to completely, quote, obliterate Christianity. And so many of these environmentalists are cut from the same cloth. They hate the idea of a traditional God. Gaia, that's kind of cool. We can handle that. But a traditional God, a monotheistic God, that's something that is just absolutely abhorrent to them, and it causes them to just get apoplectic and really react.
I think that's really true for the rank and file. But the monolithic corporations are only all too happy to get their marching feet in their army so they can capitalize on this green ecology movement and take over all energy on the planet. So let's talk a little bit about the green economy. I know you're not in favor of it.
Yeah, what we have here is, we all remember the internet bubble in the late 1990s, and the internet's real. And the internet has provided us with a host of great products. You're utilizing that as we speak. It's really cool. But in the 90s, there was this rush to get to market with all of these various internet products. So many of them were just absolutely foolish. But investors would invest in an idea. It was just a little more than a simple business plan. They would invest in these things, hoping that someone else would come along and buy this little startup company, and then there would be somebody else who would come along and buy the startup after it had a few more legs put in place. So, in other words, this bubble was created, and the internet crashed, and hundreds, maybe even thousands of internet companies just went by the wayside, and the strongest and most viable and the smartest were left to survive. That's exactly what's happening with green tech right now. It even happened with our car industry. We have, the big three automakers. Well, back in the early part of the 1900s, there were hundreds of automakers out there. Strongest survived. So that's what we're seeing right now with green tech. There are hundreds of solar companies all rolling out their cool products. And investors are lining up. And these are smart institutional investors. They know how to play a market. They know how to work it. They know when to get in. They know when to get out. And so that's what they're doing with solar, with wind, with all of this green technology. They're investing, knowing that the product may never come to market, but knowing that they're going to get their money out 2, 3, 4, 5 times fold. And so that's what's happening in green tech. There's just a lot of crap out there.
But the governments are subsidizing this.
And that's what we've never seen before. With the Internet revolution, we didn't see the government getting involved. It was the free market sort of just wildly sorting itself out. But with green tech, now we're seeing the government getting in on so many levels. And one of my favorite stories is this company here in the Bay Area called Solyndra. Solyndra has a pretty neat proprietary solar panel, nothing against their invention, but they were able to, just through some very, very slick spokesmanship, able to raise $1 billion of private equity here in the Silicon Valley. And the first thing they did, this is just amazing, the first thing they did, instead of taking their company and like moving it to Michigan, where the state of Michigan will give you free real estate, and, oh, hey, there's this manufacturing building, we'll give it to you guys, as long as you can bring jobs in, we just want you to come. Instead of doing that, or even going next door to Nevada, where they could have built things pretty cheap, they decided to build this plant here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Our manufacturing costs are the highest in the country. Usually to build a manufacturing shell, it's like $300 or $400 a square foot. That doesn't include all the stuff you need to manufacture a product. That's just the shell. And then the real estate's through the roof. So they built this unbelievably huge, it's like almost 1 million square feet of manufacturing plant right next to the freeway where everybody could see it. This spectacular manufacturing plant. And so they go through all these shenanigans. They say, hey, we're going to have our big IPO rolled out in June. Well, in May, my God, actually back in March, the federal government says, you know what? This is such a great investment. We're going to get involved. We're going to give Solyndra $500 million. That's what we're going to do, $500 million of taxpayer money. It's going to be a guaranteed government loan. We're going to make back so much money. Oh, aren't we geniuses? Joe Biden comes to town. Energy Secretary Chu comes to town. Barack Obama eventually comes to town in May, and they said, you know, for this $500 million investment, we're going to create 1,000 jobs. Solyndra's going to hire 1,000 new people. Oh, this is great. That was in May. June, the IPO is canceled. July, the president and founder of Solyndra suddenly resigns. Shocking. And then we find out this whole thing's totally upside down. Solyndra, the largest plant that they've been able to employ their solar cells on, is on their own plant.
Yeah, well, look what's happened with Spain. Same kind of failures. We'll be right back with Brian Sussman after a word from these sponsors.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Our special guest is Brian Sussman, author of ClimateGate. He's a talk show host and also a meteorologist. In fact, Brian, you have hosted CBS Morning News, right, as a meteorologist?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun working for CBS for a number of years. I always joke with Harry Smith, who's actually a pretty nice guy, but over the years he's become incredibly liberal. that I did the show with you, Harry, when nobody watched it in the 90s, and hey, nobody watches it to this day.
Well, for that reason. I want to go back to the Cancun conference because I know our time is short. Are you aware of the white paper that was circulated down there and the proposal they considered regarding forced relocation of masses of population from, quote, climate-sensitive areas?
Yes, this is the new plan. This is a plan that's been in the works for some time, and I'm doing a lot of research on it regarding in this country as well. But yes, I am aware of this. This is frightening. It almost sounds bigger than it sounds like what we're making. If once people get the details, it sounds as if we're just making this stuff up, but we're not.
No, I've seen the document myself.
Yeah.
This is real, and you just have to wonder how they would implement this. Who would be doing the evacuating? Where would they take you?
Well, the first phase of this was actually pretty, I was going to say innocent, I can't think of the right word, but the first phase of this has actually been in Tuvalu, and the Maldives are claiming the same type of issue. So we have, you got in the Pacific Indian Ocean, and you've got some small little islands that are just absolute trash holes. Tuvalu is one of those, and I talk about this in my book. It's a tropical island mess. They've over-farmed their taro, which is their main vegetable crop. They have no fresh water. Their population has been growing all these years. They have no economy, so to speak. All of their trash gets shipped to Australia and New Zealand, and it's a mess. And so what they've been saying is, well, sea levels are rising, and so it's the Western world's fault, and we want you guys to pay for us to be removed to another location because we can't live here any longer. It's all because the sea level's rising and we're going to be sunk. Well, that's all garbage. There's no science to back that up at all. This was a shakedown operation so these people could immigrate to New Zealand, and that's now what's happened. So that's just one little skosh of kind of what's happening here. But in the bigger picture, what they're really planning to do in the United States, and I'm just doing a ton of research on this, and I'm not ready to write anything just yet, but I'm just really lining up my ducks up in a row. There's actually been legislation created in California to support what I'm saying, and at the national level via some stuff that Chris Dodd has proposed. But what they want to do eventually, by 2050, and you'll hear in all this stuff, the talk is always 2050, 2050, 2050. By 2050, what they'd like to do is essentially get rid of all the private ranchers and farmers in this country. And by 2050, we'll see our population have increased 100 million people. So everybody's going to be herded into these urban hubs all over the country. The entire United States will eventually be just a big open space. But they're going to do everything they can via purchasing property, eminent domain, or just making cost of energy incredibly high to squeeze people to move out of these various areas and go into these urban hubs. And these urban hubs are going to look like this.
Hold it right there because I do want to come back and pick this up after the break, but we're up against it. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Brian on the other side of the news.